Welcome to the Derek Fleming Show, 1:29 p.m. I'm sure you guys have been paying attention to the news. Biggest story right now, and it's quite a tragic one, unfolding out of Baltimore, Maryland. It's just horrible. It's being described as a mass casualty event. The Francis Scott Key Bridge has collapsed after being struck by a cargo ship. You know, officials said at least 20 cars fell into the water below. I guess that's the Baltimore Harbor, I think it is. Now, to be clear, a support column was hit by a large container ship, you know, that sent vehicles and people into the Patapsco River. 6 people remain unaccounted for, according to the Maryland Department of Transportation Secretary Paul Whitefield. The 6 were all part of a construction crew that were filling potholes on the bridge at the time of this collapse. Now, of course, anytime you have a ship of that size, you know, with those huge containers on board and it strikes this bridge, there's going to be a lot of casualties and possibly a lot of loss of life. And that's what we are experiencing here. This was first described as a search and rescue mission. Now it has been It's being called a search and recovery mission. Many are feared dead. As I said, you know, cars, you know, fell into the water. Construction crew, people that were part of that construction crew obviously fell into the water. So divers are down there looking for any sign of life. It's a very, very tragic story unfolding out of Baltimore there. It's very, very unfortunate. You know, anytime you go to work, you're doing your job, you're a pipe fitter, you're doing filling potholes, whatever you're doing, you're not thinking something like this could happen. But, you know, that's life, and accidents do happen. I'm reading, according to reports, the cargo ship actually lost power. That is what caused it to, you know, hit this column. It lost power. When a ship loses power, of course, it's probably impossible to maneuver a vessel of that size. Our prayers go out to the families, you know, mainly, you know, the families of the victims, because, again, you know, there are going to be some casualties. Now, I did read where there was one person that was discovered alive. I also read that there was a person that was alive, but that was in critical condition in the hospital. So, you know, reports are still coming in a little bit vague, but this is a very, very big news story. Again, a bridge collapses in Baltimore. The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after it was struck by a huge cargo ship. And the loss of life is probably going to be, you know, significant in this case, unfortunately, simply because anytime you fall from, say, 200 feet or into the water and you're in a car, the impact from that fall is going to be very detrimental. Not just the exterior part, but you have to also look at internal injuries as well. Things like brain damage, things like cracked skull, you know, internal bleeding, things like that. And I'm sure all the medical staff, medical personnel there are taking all the necessary precautions and making sure that, you know, people that are discovered, if they are alive, that they're going to not have any significant internal injuries and things like that. But this is a very tragic story. We're going to keep you posted on what's going on with that bridge collapse there in Baltimore. Another big story, of course, the whole world is talking about Diddy, Sean Diddy Combs, whose both of his residences were basically, you know, I guess you want to say, you know, I wouldn't say, well, raided. That's a good word. They were raided by federal authorities. This was part of an ongoing months-long investigation into some sexual misconduct allegations that were thrown at Diddy. Obviously, you know, it's getting a little bit more serious at this point because now you have federal agents involved, and they raided both of his homes, the one in Homely Hills area of California and the one in Miami. Both of his sons, King Combs and Justin Combs, were at the Hollywood residence at the time. They were detained by authorities, and of course that's protocol. They were detained, questioned, and then they were let go. They aren't guilty of any crime or anything like that. So I don't know what to say about the Diddy allegations, about the Diddy possibly fleeing the country. It was said that his private jet landed in the Caribbean amid these raids, that Diddy was on his way out of the country. So I don't know. What I do think with Diddy is, you know, and I always tell people to live your truth. I think Diddy is masking who he really is. I think Diddy has always probably struggled with some things, demons, whether it be homosexuality, being gay. I think Diddy would have done himself a favor and just, if he is gay, and I'm not saying that he is, but I'm saying if he is gay, just come out and say, hey, I'm gay. Because what you're doing is trying to mask all this behavior, all this activity, when you're battling the fact that you're a homosexual. So every news story that comes out, and they've been so many, with Cassie, with Bishop Jakes, the Stevie J allegations, so many different things floating around. I think Diddy just needs to come out and make a statement one way or the other. Hey, these allegations are completely false, or it's true, I'm a gay man, and I've battled with that for years. I think either way, the people, the court of popular opinion, deserve to hear something from the rapper, the mogul, the record producer, Diddy, Puff Daddy, whatever you want to call him. He needs to come out and make some type of statement. You know, when people wonder, they're going to say guilty. If you're leaving people hanging, they're going to say he's guilty. That's just the court of popular opinion for you. You guys have been locked in to the Derek Fleming Show, 1:36 p.m. on a Tuesday. Everybody enjoy your day. It's beautiful in Seattle. Sunny day. Get out and enjoy that sun. Take care, guys.